Blog Talk Radio.
It's Psychics Gone Wild, and here we are. Call 773-897-6461 for your psychic reading. This is Psychic Jethro, and get ready to have some fun. Saturday night, here we go. Song and loving it tonight. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome all of you to a wonderful Saturday night. This is going to be one of those shows. Here we go. We've got a lot of you in the lineup. We've got a lot of you in the queue. We will do it to one minimum question. We love having you call in. Welcome, all of you. Please hit that right-hand button. Had a winner last night on our contest, and I will be announcing that same winner again. I have their email, and I sent them an email. They have until Sunday night at midnight to get a hold of me, say yes, they got the prize, and send me their snail mail so I can send it to them. Some of the excellent gifts that they were given was the phenomenal Sherry Richards books, Dancing with Your Dragon. Sherry was our guest last night, very unique, gifted author, very fortunate for us to have her on our show. We will be having continually bringing you the best. And one thing about Psychics Gone Wild, we are. So those of you who are enjoying the show, I welcome you. I thank you. I look forward to having a little time to talk with you. And one of the things is please go into PsychicsWild.com and look at that Nasty or Nice and put yourself in for that free contest. There's no obligation. Just put in your information. We will be pulling another one again tonight. And we will also be going through the energy here, and we'll be looking at everything that's happening for those of you who are calling in to be able to get that time with us. We look forward to having a really great time. That's my relationship. She's turned on the radio in the other room, so here we go. Psychics are going wild. So looking at and hearing the outback of it, I want you guys to make sure on psychicsgonewild.com how you go in and do it. It's really simple. One of the great gifts that we have that we are in there is that we've got a poems by Jan Bach, Jan Drake Bakke, and they're beautiful. She's wishing all of you a special blessings and for our Christmases. Those of you who are put in, I will announce that winner again, and then we're going to be giving away another winner every week, every Friday until up to Christmas. One of the other parts of the book, and I want to welcome everybody, is The Awakening the Human Being by Barbara Benger with Tim Ray, A Guide to the Power of Mind. That is also one of the gifts in there. Looking forward to all of you guys who went. We know Linda Irwin is music of the universe within the core, and that's one of her songs will be in there, and CDs, welcoming all of you guys. We're going to go ahead. We've got a full lineup. It's really packed. I love it. We know it's jammed, and I want to thank all of you because it took me a good 8 minutes to get into my own show. Thank you for tuning in to Psyche's Gone Wild. Remember, always go to www.jethrosmith.net. Check it out, and be sure to get one of your full readings. The radio never is a substitute for a reading. It's a great way to get to know me. It's a great way to have it tested out. We've got a lot of psychics. We've got some phenomenal ones. I rated 55 in the world of supernaturalufo.com this year. Looking forward to helping all of you in the top 50 last year, continually giving you the best service, but you're going to get even more if you go to that site. This year and this contest that we've had for you guys is a lot running. Don't forget to also send a receipt to me that you bought a copy of Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, and I'll give you a free aura reading. Of course, you have to send me a picture with it so I can see your aura, but you will also get one of those. Please give my book a chance, Living in the Psychic Realm. Grab onto it. I think you'll enjoy it. 904, you've heard it all. How are you, 904?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I try to get out to you. All these announcements. I'm like, everybody's handing me papers that I don't want to handle. So, welcome you.
I'm Lashandra.
Great, Lashandra. I welcome you and I thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. I'm picking up energy with you, Lashandra. You want to talk about relationship?
Yes. My husband, he's in Florida. And I'm getting ready to move to Texas. But I'm just wondering, do you see us eventually reconnecting with each other, like, you know, sometime next year?
All right. And what I'm seeing here with you is I've also seen some stresses here a little bit. And I see this being a road that, Geronic, the song we had, Kiss the Girl, was the song we opened the show up for you. That's pretty much what needs to happen here. You two need to have that energy together. And I am seeing you guys back together, but I'm seeing the schedule of you guys and the timing is like a bumpy road. I see you kind of going over here a little bit more while you're doing this and him going there and then eventually coming together. I don't see you guys really back into the relationship until actually after March. They're saying after March. And the guys are also telling me you've got one more hurdle to get through. There's something in Texas you've got to handle that's not comfortable.
Okay. Is it something that I have to do?
They're saying it's something you have to do, and they're also telling me that you and your husband's in the military. There's something about the service. I keep seeing the service.
No, he's not.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing, and maybe this will help. Sometimes I'm trying to interpret your reading. I let you interpret it, and you can help me. What they're showing me and the guys are telling me is that there's a star. I keep seeing a big star, and I assumed it was like service star, you know, those of you who know that sign. But what they're showing is they keep showing me this energy, and then they show that this is causing some of the other activity. I also see that he's not your husband had a really fair shot at some of the things he really wanted to have happen, and I see him trying to pick up, you know, he looks like a little kid that's out picking up wood for campfire, and he's trying to grab this, he's trying to grab that. When you brought up you and him together, I saw this energy of him trying to pick up these things and handle it so that he can help be around you, and it seems like the relationship that you two have is good. It just needs to, there's some other things that have to happen so you two can have that stability together.
Okay, because in Florida doing Lord knows what, and we don't talk to each other at all.
He is so grounded, I'm telling you. I just grounded him. But I can tell you what I also see in the energy that there is some things going here, and that's what I'm feeling that. They keep saying that this is, and see now that you're telling me that he's down here doing this, this is part of the really sad thing that I'm picking up, is they're saying not until after this. There's some seriousness going on here, and I do need, like we were talking about here on the radio, I need to get a picture of both of you. I need to read to sit down. There's some other factors here to this that are happening. You know, please get a hold of me at that www.jethrosmith.net. And even if it's just an email reading, people go, why? Because then I can sit down and look at the pictures on the email, and I can say, okay, this is why this is happening. This is there. Because when I'm reading through the phone, I keep seeing them delaying it out. I do think there's something going on with him. I don't know. You said he's not in the service, but he's got something going on there. You're going to find out later. It's whether he's down parting with some people that are in the service, or he's parting with some people. There's some other things going on there, and it's like if someone has a flag of that. I mean, I've seen people, you know, take different things, and I keep seeing that symbol when you talk about him, and I keep seeing it.
He was supposed to join the service, but he just threw it to the side when they told him that he had to lose some weight, and so he, you know, just threw it away and didn't say anything else about it.
Okay. This is one of the factors there around him, and it's really eating at him. It's really working there. So what the guys are telling me, and they keep showing that, is it's just like there. It's there. It's also got him really spelled fast that he's going to be able to make himself into these things he's going to do. And I see this is what's really the hurt. But I do see him overcoming some. I do see him later in the service. That's what they're saying. They said he's going to be able to work on some things. He may be down, you know, here in my area, Florida, but his mind is still somewhat there in that part of when he didn't get the service and when things happened. And I'm going to stay with that. I go, the guys are telling me very strong. I'm very accurate with you that they're telling me that that he's going to be going into the service. There's something here with this later on after March. And, you know, like I said, LaShonda, please, you know, I know we're trying to do it over here, read him through you and him being gone. But I do feel the other contact the spirit guides are showing me in the future with him is I do see you guys getting some contact back and forth. But I see it being a problem next year. So do get with me and get an email where I can sit down and really look at this because this is not bad. Situation. This is a terrible situation. You really love him, and he's confused. He's not handling his life.
Okay, but you see us getting back together eventually.
I see you two making contact. I don't see you together, but I see you doing contact, like in March, trying to like talk, trying to get together, and him very much like he's gotten himself in a mess. By the time we're talking there, it's like some other things have happened, and he's gotten himself in a situation that's not real well.
But the situation doesn't return to the military.
It seems like he's still trying to get into the military, but I seem like he's gotten himself in a situation where he's gotten in with some people and he's gotten some problems. I feel like there's some trouble headed there. I don't think that he's looking for trouble for it, but I think he's going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and then he's going to be in trouble. And that's what they're telling me. And they're telling me, you know, then it's going to be what little can you do? If you're in trouble and you're coming here to me, I'm looking for a husband and someone to help take care and tend the business. You know? LaShonda, you got my prayers, and I do feel that, and I keep picking. Boy, it's just I'll tell you that service sign is like right there with him. I feel like I'm like whoa. I used to read for a lot of different things, and I can just see that. And it's like I see this just isn't just the answer for the help. It's also some other things that's going on for him that where you and him get this handled and get the situation there. It would not only bring a means for all of you, but it's like what we need to do is like do that. Get with me and let's see it, and let's see what we can figure out. What else is going on? Because I do want to re-see an aura picture because I feel like there's something else that he's got going on that he's got. It's got one hand here with you, like he's got. You're not hearing anything, like he's like talk to the hand. And the other hand, he's over here, and there's some stuff going on. And we want to put the prayers and the energy. This is where the spiritual of this psychic's gone wild, and get him to get him, you know, the contact because you still love him. It's not. It's really crazy. It's like he's off on a little wild goose chase.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but I hope I helped you and blessings to you. You know, hang on to the show. Make sure you put in for our PsycheGoneWild.com site to win those gifts we're giving away. We've got some phenomenal music, some great books, and we're enjoying the fun thing. I need all of you guys who do call in to remember to please courteously share our page out there for all your friends and Facebook, all the other areas. We do put it out. We ask and encourage all of you guys to tell friends to call in. You guys are our marketer, and it saves us from doing this. That's how we keep it free. So we love that. We welcome it. I give you so many minutes. 858, your minutes are on. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, Jethro. How are you?
I am really silly. I can't come out of it.
Okay, I have a question. Then this person, man that I like, and we've been friends for a while. I've known him. I definitely was hoping for more. At this point, he doesn't communicate with me, and he's I even don't talk to him, don't see him, don't get any emails from him. Do you see a future for me with this man? Will he be back in my life, or he's not interested?
Okay, I'm seeing a lot of energy around you, and I got to get your first name to get permission from your guides.
Roxanne.
All right.
Roxanne.
Thank you, Roxanne. And what I'm getting with the energy and the guides is they're telling me that this is going to be a relationship that's going to last a little longer than his relationships. I feel like this person that you were talking about has went through some really wild times. He's been through some things, but I do see this lasting. I also see, Roxanne, for you, you're in a point in your life where it's got to do something more than, you're not a player. You don't do well with playing.
No, yes, exactly. I don't like playing. I don't even like dating many people.
It's there. Your guides are also showing it. And hilariously, when you started bringing him up, they showed this person that looked like he was all windblown, and he was kind of like, okay. And he was like, there was things flying around, and he was like, all right. And then I saw his heart, that he does care. I see that you and him are going to be able to have a good relationship that's going to build, and those good things, the first friendship. You got the physical, and it's also going to be really good in that you both are strong-willed. You sometimes are ornery on your men. You're hard on your men, Roxanne. The guides are showing me that you're not going to put up with not only not playing, but you're also very much, you're ready, and you've got an agenda you want from your relationship. They're either in there or they're not in there. There's no in-between ground, like I said, as a player, but they're also telling me with you that you've got some things coming up this year that you need to have handled. You're handling your business or something here financially, that if you're with someone, they've got to be solid. There'll be no young ones for you. They've got to be mature males or they're out the door.
Oh, exactly. I'm looking for someone solid, established. You're right. And this man, I told him several months ago that I'm looking for someone for a permanent relationship or something like that. And I don't know. So he's not even talking to me. He's not responding to my emails.
I'm feeling, and I feel that's going to happen here with the other part of your energy, is he's going through some other strengthening of his own. He's also not kidding anybody. As things have started to happen in his life, he's also put some other strengths out there, and that's what he's got happening. He's put this into the energy, and he's having everyone out there really kind of stirred up, and that's what I showed you with his wind and that. It's like he's a little confused, but I do see him coming back around. I do see you guys together. Make sure, what I would suggest is to do like a 6-month reading for you. It's like sit down, do one, have an energy, say I want to know the next 6 months, and have him look, because what I'm feeling with you in the energy is this is all going to come around in a couple months. There's also something else that he hasn't handled of his own. You're going to have financial things that you're handling of your life. He's going to be having some emotion. I feel like there's other people tugging at him who he's going to have to put his foot down and say no means no.
He is not 100% divorced. That was an issue for us, so for me.
Yeah. That's what they're saying, and that's that no means no, and I see that happening, and I see this person trying to get this to keep going, and here he is trying to stop it, and he's like, it's like, and this is a preference here, and I could see with you, you have very strong guides. You're not going to play games with him. He's either in or out, and that's what they were meaning by that. You're not going to go, with him in that. But I do see you guys, and I do see some things happening here in the next couple months where your guides are going, okay, if he's going to keep the contact with the other person, you're going to step back, because I feel like he's got to handle that. And this is something that really is a sad situation for what I do and for other spiritual counselors. When you have someone who's trying to get out of a relationship, when we know the biggest thing is, and advice we give them is, do it now. We have so many people do it, and I see what's happened is your guides are going, okay, if he wants to be with me, he's either going to be with me all the time, or he's going to take a step back, and I'm going to leave him there.
Yeah, so he will stay with his partner. That's what you see.
I know, actually, I see him getting rid of the partner. I see that this is going to be a little bit longer. The guys are just saying it's going to take a couple of months. It seems like he's learning, they said, to say no. He's learning to put it down. I feel like that part of the confusion thing that you've got right now is you're going, okay, get it handled. And that's why he's not making contact with you. He's trying to take care of it, and he's still in that cooking phase of, should I do it? Am I going to boil? And that's what I'm getting. I hope that helped you, Roxanne. That's what I'm getting. I get you later on dating, and please contact us. You can always follow us and make sure that you I'm going to put some prayers out for you. You're in a hard one, because I don't see you playing along with him if you don't.
Yeah, thank you so much, Yetra. You're very gifted. I enjoy your reading. Thank you so much. You were spot on.
Thank you very much. Bless you. And I want to welcome all of you guys that are doing the contact. Remember to get on Psychics Gone Wild and have some fun. Tell us what you think of the site. It's one of our new PsychicsGoneWild.com sites. I love the fact we're going right into 602. We're doing it all for you. It's Saturday night. How are you, 602?
I am very good. Thank you. How are you?
I am running like a wild man through Psychics Gone Wild, trying to catch everybody I can to help you quickly.
Well, we're all running, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And this is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Evelyn. And I'd like to know, I need to move, and I want to know if I'm going to buy, rent, and am I going to find a good place?
And I am getting that you are going to move. Now, I'm seeing this really... It's like it's like when you see a really cool big cancer crab moving their house and you've got all this extra stuff happening. You've got all this stuff around and you're trying to get yourself over the goal to it. But I do see you're going to move. They keep telling me that you're going to be in a better situation. You're going to be in one of it. It's just the finances, and there's some people trying to delay this move with you. You've got some other outside things that are causing chaos for you.
I do.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what the guys are showing me. They're showing me that as you're starting to get it ready, now you're looking at moving outside of your... what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you move from house to house. I don't see you moving out of town, right?
No. I was just moving from one... Yeah, just like out of one location into another one. Right now I'm a roommate somewhere. I want my own space. I don't want to be a roommate no more.
See how you are. No, I don't blame you. I can relate. I've been in those situations. Try it with guys, because it's like, wait a minute, what are you doing over there? Those socks could kill a cat. But I get you doing this. I get this being an okay situation. I see you going through this. The guys are telling me that it's going to be with it. And the reason I do get this is I feel the other person and some things there is going to be okay with it, and yet it's going to cause a little bit of awkwardness as you go through it. It's like we always, separating, going through the energies. You'll get through it. They said the moving's going to be there. I do see this. This is transitional. We're in Scorpio regeneration. We're doing work tonight. One of the things the guys are saying is to make sure and let you know, Evelyn, that you have got some other things happening with you right now. You're very gifted. I pick up a lot of sense of you. You pick up sensitivity around objects and energies and things around you.
Why I have such many different mood swings?
Yes, and it's also why your shift in energy is also able to be able to pull in the other energies. You're sensitive to the airwaves and what's going on. That's exactly
it. Yeah, and that's why I think I got to get out of my living room. It's too heavy. I can't take the emotional stress in that situation. It's like I just need to get out and be on my own.
It is, and I owe you an apology, because when I first said people with it, I stand to correct it. It's the energies and the force is going to cause this. I see you as objects and things, and I would suggest a smudging, a cleansing. Even people will tease you about this, because I do this. Take a vinegar bath. Vinegar with a little bit of light white vinegar. Run it through the energy. Take a little bit of cleansing. Then wash off and do all your nice smell stuff. Nobody wants to go out smelling like a dill pickle. I mean, I've seen people do this. It's kind of, if you want to, people want to ask you to step on their hamburger, you just don't want to go out doing that. But put the vinegar, do the energy, do a cleansing, and you're going to realize that it's going to break all the emotions, energies, because you've got so much heavy there. After you get out of there, I see you sick and heavy. I see your tummy hurting. I see other stresses. And it isn't just the emotions that are where you are. It's on your objects. It's like the person you're living there with is very downclad.
Oh, gosh. It's to the point where I've actually now had to have words, and now it's like, oh, yep, now it's time to go. It's come to that point.
I can relate and see as being a psychic.
So am I going to be able to find a place real easy and quickly and affordable? You see, that's all going to transpire within, a very comfortable type situation.
Yes, I do see it happening, and I see the people. That's what I've been saying with it. I see it coming about. I also see you're putting out effort and you're getting it out there, because it could do it really quick and comfortable. It wouldn't be too bad, and you get your first last month and get it. I do feel this problem that you're going to have with this person that you're renting there with seems to be really kind of drag on their feet. They expect you just to carry stuff, and you're going to have a little pull of going, here, let go,
Well, she's dependent on me on helping her, because it's her house, her mortgage payment, and I know she depends on me, but, my thing is, it's sort of like, if the atmosphere wasn't so thick and heavy and so depressing, I probably would have stayed, but it's like, it's time for me. I can't take the depression of her emotional depressions and stuff, and And then she just said to me the other day, oh, by the way, I'm raising your rent. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm out. That's what I decided. No, I'm out. I'm not paying any more money here to be in an environment that's so stifling.
No, and you don't need it. And I'll tell you the really good thing that's also going to be good for you, Evelyn, is it's also going to put you in a different situation because you are so sensitive, and that's why you're getting this other energy. And I'll tell you the other intent, that's why I see you getting your objects and your stuff away from there and out away from it, is you're going to be so much, the energy is going to break. The angels are telling you that your sensitivity, you are picking up other stuff. There's something wrong about her home and her objects that they didn't come through them honestly. If someone has not came through their objects honestly, now, you know, a good, hardworking person, you go into their home and you feel that. You're like, oh, that's a beautiful antique. Someone who's like what you've got there, you go into it and it's like, why is that antique creeping me out? What is the odd negative feeling? I mean, you can't, it's like her negativity is also stemming from some other people that she's been mean to, and that energy is going back and forth, and you're in the middle of they're throwing odd energies.
Well, what happened was is when I, with the first intention of moving into that place, far beyond to me, I think her intention was to divorcing her husband. And when the opportunity came up, she offered the opportunity, and I took it. And then since then, she divorced her husband and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that's been going on in her environment, which I'm in the middle of, per se.
Uh-huh. Those energies do that. And I know people mm-hmm. who are like, no one's going to put incense or smoke in my house. Well, if you can't get that in to clean it out, at least get some energy in there. One of the best remedies for a cleanser that wants to do it is to put a little ammonia in your drains, do a little bit on your floor. People are like, whoa, my windows are clean. Well, ammonia gets rid of manichea, gets rid of that negative energy. And when you've had a divorce or you've had emotions or things like this, that's what you're feeling. And that's what the angels and guides are telling me you're going to be able to get through it. Evelyn, I want you to follow on and please continue to listen, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to give you my psychic reading. I hope I helped.
Oh, you have. Thank you very much. And, yes, I have had a reading from you about a year ago, so this was just to update some of the information that you had said, that. But now it's been so long I couldn't remember or been clear on what you had mentioned.
Thank you, Evelyn. That makes my day. You're one of my year regulars. Rock on. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Jethro, and you have a good one, too. Bye.
Bye. We're going into the energy here, and that made me feel good. You always know you're doing good when they come back and remember, and I love that. Thank you, Evelyn. You made me feel special. 228, you're on. Psychic's Gone Wild. We got 32 minutes. What you doing?
Hey, Jethro, how are you? My name is Shirley.
Shirley, I'm really having a good time being wild, having fun, and trying to keep it entertaining for everyone. I welcome you to Psychic's Gone Wild. You're welcome. I'm picking up energy with you, Shirley. I need to have you give me the question. I'm going to have to ask the date of birth because I feel like you've got quite a bit going on. You're very analytical. I feel mental, like your mind's going real quick.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant mental. Need to be in an insane asylum.
No, you're very alert.
Oh, boy, are you good. Yeah.
No, I'm the one mental. They tease you. I'm a little crazy, but it's helped.
No, well, my birthday is December the 8th, 1946. And my question is, I used to live in Canada, and I just moved back to the States about 3 years ago, and I was wondering if you've seen me moving back to Canada.
Oh, very, very excellent. And I'm picking up a lot going on there with energy, and I would say I'm seeing the maple flat leaf. I would say yes, I see you going back. I do see something else that's happening for you, Shirley. I see you're really strengthening. And you're like a weightlifter. You're putting energy, and it's going to pay off for you in your heart. You have a lot of people that really you're helping with your love. I feel like you've got many attached lines out there, like an operator of people that you love. It's positive, but I feel like it's gonna come home really good to roost. There's something real. It's a shame because Canada seems saddening for you. I see there's tears there.
Well, there was a lot of hardships and stuff there, but I have still family. I have grown grandchildren, and I have a son that's still in Canada, so kind of bittersweet.
It is, and I also see that part of what the guys want to tell you, and they're telling me very much, is to know that your angels aren't only watching over you, but the next 4 to 6 months, you're going to expect some really good blessings and some other work. And I do feel that sometimes you're going to be a little careful here. You've hurt your back a couple times by being too pushy. You're when you're working physical, you got to realize that you try to do it all yourself. You need to be able to say it's okay to get help.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. I do. I have a bad back, yeah.
That's what they're telling me. And I thank you, Shirley, for calling in from Canada. Rock on. You guys got to make sure to follow us and put in for our contest. I know that I had my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, is up there, and I've had somebody tell me from British Columbia. I was so excited.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yay. And they said they can get it in up there, and you guys can order it on your, I can't remember the site. We are Barnes & Noble here in Hastings, and we can order it, but there's a site you guys have up there. It's on your site, and that made my day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Nova Scotia on the East Coast, so I'll tell everybody about you on that side.
Oh, rock on.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, Shirley, and we're going to have them out there going, hello, Psychic's Gone Wild on Nova Scotia. We got Shirley's there, but the phone's going crazy, Shirley. We shouldn't tease, I guess, when we get joking. Bless you, Shirley, and we're going right into 239. Hey, 239, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Let me step outside because I'm in a Starbucks. But this is Diana.
Here. Diana, would you quit drinking coffee day and night? I tried to kid her. No, I'm kidding.
Day and night what?
I said, would you stop drinking that coffee day and night? I'm teasing you.
How did you? Oh, yeah. I told you I was at Starbucks. See, I thought you just knew it.
No,
I came in here for the phone charger. You know, my phone was going again, but I have been to two powwows since I last talked to you from a powwow, and so much has happened, so much, but I don't have time. We have to do a show sometime soon. So I'm going to a meeting tonight with a Native American spirit group. Is it? Am I going to meet anybody real important, or stay there for the night, or am I moving on to Davis or Sacramento?
I feel like you're going to be able to. I feel that you're going to. You're wanting to stay, but I see you going ahead and moving on. I see you also going into Sacramento. I also see something really good that's happening for you. We do need to get together, and you know how to get a hold of us, psychicsgonewild.com. When you're in Starbucks or one of these places, catch a laptop, send it in, get a hold of us, and we'll work out with you, Diane, because I do see what else is happening is you're in your journeys. We've got some stuff. You could write out some really good places you've seen and let us know what the Native American sites you're seeing.
Oh, yeah. I got a book going, but I don't have a laptop. Remember, it was stolen. The money doesn't come for it yet. Do you see me with a laptop, too?
I do. I do see you having one, and I also see what's happening here is I think that you're going to really enjoy what happens here in the month of November to December. It seems like there's some really good bentable, plenty things coming your way, and it is people working with you. One of the really good things, you know, manifesting and doing the work of see it, know it, and it's there, because I keep seeing it. It's real close to you having one there.
Oh, I'll have 50, because I've manifested it and believed it so much. I'll have 50. Then I'll have laptops to give away.
Rock on.
This meeting tonight, I was hoping that I'd be able to spend the night there at least, because, you know, when I move on, I don't know where I'm going to sleep.
Diane, you're a wild one. You know, we may be gone wild, but you're still wild. And what I see happening with the energy is that I see that kind of going there, and they said that, you know, doing the free will of you trying to be there, I also see that what else is happening for you is that they still keep showing you being moved a little bit. And, Diane, I'm really kind of – I'm glad that you're going on the journey, but I also see that the guides are telling me that they're going to be putting a little bit of work there together with some people there, so you'll have a little bit of a leadway of giving you a little bit of time before you take the next one. Know that Sacramento is going to be a big heightening for you.
Well, the next one to me was going to be Davis, because that's where the next powwow is. So are you talking, because tonight is Citrus Heights, and I don't know if you're talking about me doing work in Citrus Heights or Davis. Davis is right next to Sacramento, and so is Citrus Heights, both sides, one west, one east.
Very cool. They're saying Citrus Heights. They're saying Citrus Heights, and that's going to be a really good positive experience. And going to all the times with the powwows and the energies and the work, I see a very positive energy. I also see you strengthening up and things working well. Diane, keep rocking on. We're going to the next one. We got 27 minutes, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and blessings to you. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, Jethro, and I want to thank all of you. We're running through the phones. We've still got about a good 11 callers. We know that you're out there, and we love you, and we're glad you're calling in. Remember, those of you who want to go to the class, to go ahead and get a hold of us, Fun in the Sun, January, we'll be doing a class in Tampa, Florida. Contact us on psychicsgonewild.com. Put in your information, and we can work out to get you there. 770, what do you know? You're on live.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Really good. I'm glad you called in to Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm calling about relationship and my son, my 6-year-old son.
No problem. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
My name is Daphne.
Daphne, I'm picking up some energy here with you on relationship that I feel like you've been going through you're going through an energy that you're putting together your life. I feel like you've got it happening. You said your six-year-old son, and when you said that, I feel that you've been working at trying to get a place there and things happening, but the guys keep showing me that you've got some people that aren't helping. They keep showing me like you put a piece of wood and get things start to go, and somebody else comes along and tries to grab it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm also feeling, sadly, as that we're going into the work of your life, you've pretty much wanted to have... I keep feeling that the relationship, I feel there'll be two suitors. I feel there's going to be two people. One person wants to be with you for a good time or to party or to be around. They're okay, but they're not seeing the real you. They don't hear really you. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me that there's going to be a person that comes into your life here shortly before too long. They haven't come into your life yet. You haven't met them yet, but you're going to be seeing and meeting somebody. And this person is an animal lover. I keep seeing animals. I keep seeing like they have a very, very good thing about loving animals. And I keep hearing now when they sit with the son, they said your son is going through something here, Daphne, that is a little, is your son, is it like you have someone watching your son? There's someone else that helps take care of your son.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, I keep seeing that. I mean, they keep showing me that your son is a very good person. He's just very strong energies. I do see that this also is going to be later. I see him having the same ability. Your son is going to end up being some kind of like a veterinarian or something, a pet store owner. He's got this energy. It's around you with it. I feel with it. I also worry a little bit with the tummy. I feel like there's something. Sometimes he holds his stomach. He has things with his stomach energy.
Yeah, he got eczema.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, eczema.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling that. I keep seeing that. And I feel he's very gifted. He's a very cool little dude. He's just rocking. And I feel like the cool energy that's going to be here, they tell me later on that you and him are going to be able to get through some of the situation that you two are in is going to be the spiritual guides of it. He is going to be a very good, strong man. He also has learned, like you have in life, that, you know, it's going to happen. I feel that you've had a sad time and it's going to get a little better for you. They said to get through a little bit of it. It's going to be skating after Christmas and then it's going to start to really get better as the new year comes in. You guys have been through a lot. I'm a little worried sometimes. They said you're not sleeping or eating right.
I need to work on that.
Yeah. I see that, Daphne.
Yeah, my son's father and I are going through going through the courts for a custody battle.
Mm-hmm. I feel you're going to end up with custody. You're probably going to have a little problem with the father. The father seems to be at times not honest, and they said to watch your back. He's the one that keeps taking stuff back and forth with you, so you can't build your life and your family because he's the one doing the energy.
Oh. So I thought he was trying to take him out of the country.
Mhm. He's trying to take apart what you're trying to build, and then he's trying to do the energy. And I do agree to watch him. I don't blame you for keeping an eye on him because, you know, he's got some ideas there with his son. And the sad part is, he's not honest with you. He hasn't been honest to you, so you can't really trust him. And I do see that. I see you getting through with the custody. I also see later on that he's going to try to be ornery or cause problems, and you're going to be not just getting child support, but also, sadly, I see you and him having problems again later. I see you back in court again. You know, get strong, get tough, and I see you with a different relationship, and I see the fact that, you know, that he's got a fight on his hands if he thinks he's going to take this kid.
Why does he want this kid when he's not doing a lot for this kid?
It's that word. It's the fact that people are going, okay, you know, with the child. And he also knows that if he doesn't get the kid, he's going to end up paying you by the month child support. And he should be. This is his son. And what I feel sad is that you've done a lot, Daphne, to take care of this son. And I feel like he's tried to shirk that off to you. And now he's trying to get the kid and go with this. And he thinks if he gets a hold of the kid, he can just kind of boogie and it's not going to happen. He's not took care of his son to begin with. I feel sorry for you, and you got my prayers. And Daphne, please, if you get a chance, you know, get an email reading with me. Let's see if we can do it. I know you're a little tight with raising a child. You're putting up a lot of stuff there for him to be sitting there with you. And I see him later. He's like the little bit of the big snake out there in the ex-husband or boyfriend, we'll call him, relationship. is out there, and he said he's coiled up, but I see you eventually taking him and learning to skip rope with him. I see you grabbing hold of him by the head and the tail and doing skip rope. You know, it's like, you're going to do this, buddy. You're going to do it. You know what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm.
You got energy on you. You know, you want to take it as a compliment, Daphne. I can tell. There's a lot of things they can mess with. Your kid isn't one of them on the list. You know.
Yeah. Do you see my son having ADHD, or just he's not focusing, following directions in the classroom? He's in kindergarten.
I do see him going through some things. I think it's going to be able to be handled a little bit. I see it with natural working with it. I think a little bit is that he's upset in his stomach. I think he's emotionally picking up stuff. Your son is very sensitive, and he loves you. He's picking up the energy of what's going on. And I see that, unfortunately, he gets distracted, and I think it is a little bit of the ADHD is what they're telling me. You know, they make excellent salespeople. They're people that do real well. And I see that, you know, this is something minor. I very much encourage, you know, I know go with a doctor professionally, but be careful because a lot of times they want to medicate this kind of condition. And really, I would work with them on no, you know, because medication sometimes the adverse effect is that. What I'm getting, Daphne, and I'm telling you my spiritual opinion, is I feel there's a little bit of things happening. I see that these things can work with it. They need to really test and see because if it's minor, they can do some things that don't have to do, you know, can be done all naturally with him because I don't want them to tell you to put him on something like Ritalin or Speed because sometimes they put kids on this stuff to bring them down because it does the opposite. And then what happens is you have a kid that has all these problems, you know. He's a good kid, and it's a shame because I feel that also his tummy, I keep feeling that he's, and it's keeping him distracted. It's hard for him to be, you know, those are issues. I know, obviously, go with the profession, what they're telling you, but I feel like that he's going to come out of this. He also is, he's picking up the energies there. I was a very, very hyper kid, and they tried to put that on me. Do you know they even changed my hands? I write with my left hand, and I was right-handed. And it was the school. They changed me around and did that, and my mom was a single mom like you, and she went in and said, somebody better get a clue here. You know, you better wake up and realize what your people are doing because I still have bad writing handwriting to this day because of what the school did. So just, you know, forewarned is forearmed. Take their advice in, but, you know, don't let them try to put a bunch of meds and stuff on him.
Yeah, he's left-handed too.
I'm feeling that.
His letters backwards.
Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes it can be the teacher. I can tell you something that I remember with a kid in energy that I also felt the strength. And what I'm seeing and the guys are showing me is that they're like, you know, you're in there and you're going to school. I remember as a kid and I had a teacher who was very ornery. She used to do stuff like whack our fingers with a ruler. And my mom, nobody touched us kids, you know. And I'm just like, I was in shock. First time she went to do it, and I just like, and so I was nervous in her class. Well, you know, a kid finally, and my mom was, she just asked me, and I was the blabbermouth, and I said, you know, I guess she's whacking us. Mom's like, what? And I'm like, she's whacking us with a ruler. And mom's like, oh, no, she didn't. You know? Yeah, so I'm just so I'm telling you, and I see this with him. I see him kind of working with it. I see that he's going to do energy. You know, you can kind of work with it and watch and notice that, you know, I'm not saying all bad about teachers. Obviously, we have phenomenal teachers, but I'm also saying kind of working here together. Sometimes in energy, you've got to take a little bit of that. I could see also with him that they're going to look and some things are going to happen, and I think they've tried to switch that. Like you said, he's writing backwards and stuff. I was right-handed, and my mother was ambidextrous, but long story short, they took me from right to left hand, and now my writing's never been good since. Mm. No. But I hope I'm helping you, Daphne. Make sure you follow, and please put in for a contest. Maybe you can be one of our winners, and I'll be calling your name out on Friday nights here when we give away those prizes.
How would I do that?
Oh, it's really easy. You go in on psychicsgonewild.com. It's our site, and it's there just on psychicsgonewild.com. And then you go down, and it says on the left side, it says free prizes, or it says Santa's naughty and nice, something free prizes. Go in there, no obligation, just fill out that stuff, and we take that paper, put it out, and then I will pick a winner every Friday until they're given away. In fact, our winner last night was Mary Goodman. You are the winner, Mary, and I've got your email. Please, if you get a chance, write me or get a hold of me. I've got the one on it. I sent you an email today, and let me know your snail mail, and we'll send that out to you. There's no obligation. It's a lot of fun, and we're giving away some books. We're giving away poetry by Jan Drake Bakke, and we're giving away Linda Irwin's CDs. So, Okay. Well, thank you, Daphne. I got to run. There's other people behind there giving me that look. I got to go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and bless you. And we're having good fun time on Psychics Gone Wild. I know all of you are asking me what's happening. What's happening is we're running through as many efficiently as we can to give you that 1 minute reading. You guys have booked me up solid. We have 14 calls in, and I love you dearly, but can't do it tonight for an hour and a half. So we're going to continue with what we have got on there. We have the next caller on here is a really cool one. They've got the name is Barb Toll. You're on, Barb.
Hello.
Hello, Barb, did you think you'd get in? It's been a while. We're busy tonight, aren't we?
Can you hear me?
They can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Rockin', this is cool. This is Psychics Gone Wild, Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you to call in. We are giving away a little bit of a mini reading here, and I welcome everyone to hit the right-hand button if you don't get in, because sometimes we've got a really busy show on Saturdays. Barb, would you... I can feel with you an energy, but I feel like you've got, this is kind of a first time for you here. You're kind of going through something else, too. You've got some real stress there.
Yes. Yes, I do. I've had a rough couple of months. Hello?
Hello, I can feel it. No, you're okay, Barb. It's the phone.
Okay.
Know that I'm here
with
you. No, it's okay. You've had some rough couple months, and the guides are telling me, I took a second there to feel the energy, and what I'm feeling from the guides and the energy with you is they're saying you've got to get... you've got to just grab a hold of what you want, because you've got other people and other things pulling your stuff away, and you're like fighting some really tough, stressful situations, and I feel like the angels are going to, in one day, are going to bring the blessings to you, but I feel like there's something sad in your heart here. There's something not right with relationship for you.
Yes.
Man, okay, now, I'm going to be blunt, but do you know everything that's gone on there and you still forgive him? There's something wrong here with this person.
He's moved on. We were together for 4 years.
I'm really glad he did, because I got to be honest with you. He was a brat. He cared for you. He really loved you, but he also had some other things going on in his situation. They're telling me, I hope, Barb, I apologize. You're your first call in. I'm just blowing over the radio. Yeah, you need it. No wonder you're stressed. You're also a really good person, and you had a lot of work things going on. You've got some kind of work ethic that's going. You're going to come to the top. You are going to rise to the top regardless of whatever happens. You have one way, and that's what you're going to be doing, is going upward with work and other part of life. I'm glad you broke up with him. I can see the other part of the energy is that they said there's a new relationship happening. I do see him trying to kind of sneak around somewhere again with it, and I don't see this happening. He's hurt you really bad. He was not honest. That's what the guys are telling me. And they're telling me, Barb, that you're also going through some real cycles here of the I keep picking up that your career seems to be – they're showing me there's money, and yet there's ways that you make – yourself happy, and you've got to, it's like your finance, like I was saying, there's one way to come through this, and you've got a ladder you're climbing or something here business-wise. There's something else happening for you where you're at. There's like I don't feel like you need to be promoted or something there.
I'm not working right now.
That you'll be working soon, because they're showing me that you're going to be out there and working. I see you dressed up like a business type outfit. I see you really out there working. I see you also, going what I call really working and doing the energy. But I feel like what's happening for you is that the stressful thing is that's what they keep saying, up and it's going. It's good. It's all in the making of it. It's also, there's been some other cycle with you that it's like the jobs you're putting in. Can you tell me with what kind of career jobs you're putting in?
Nothing right now. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to volunteer.
Okay. Now they keep showing me like marketing, business. They keep showing things like that with you. That's where you do real well. And I see part of what's sad is that your situation's going to break where you're going to be doing some other stuff. You said volunteer. Now that's a very intense career. I've done that through services, another area, and that's a big intense one. You are really good at marketing, putting the energy together, doing rallying, those kind of things. There's also money in that. I see you getting into some bigger names and some other stuff happening, Barb, and I see you being able to not only make a change for people, that's what they were talking about, the financial coming in, that's good, but I also see you going able to turn it where you're making some money to do that. Having a good head person in a charity or a council is worth, it's worth its weight in gold, because you're out there working hard for Bat and for those people.
Wonderful.
But
do you see any relationship for me? very lonely.
I do see that. I see that this, Barb, is going to happen for you, really. Yeah, I do see another relationship. And I also see that that's what the guides have been working on for you to have a part of your life to happen. And that's wanting to you, wanting to have that love there. I do see someone there with you in the love. And I see this being a better relationship. I see this being someone who can talk to you and everything being on the heads and up right now. You need someone who's just right like you. You're pretty much what they see. You're pretty honest and blunt.
Yes, I am. I'm very honest. I get taken advantage of a lot.
It's too bad. That's really sad. And I also see what the guides are saying with you is that you've been working and trying to get and having things happen in your life, Barb. They're also going to strengthen up. Make sure you get a hold of me on my website. Get an email.
I will, definitely.
I feel that. We're going to look at this too for like a year one for you. I would sit and do like I do with a lot of people, have them write out by the month by month, because I do see the relationship, but I see you later having another relationship, so we can forewarn with this one. It's not going to be off to you. Okay. Well, we're going to do a few minutes here, Barb. I thank you. We got about a two-minute song.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. We're
love and light to you. Thank you.
Love and light to you. That was simply beautiful. Thank you very much. That was Linda Irwin in Sunset Lagoon. Very nice, very fun song. This is Psychic Jethro in Florida talking to you guys here. We've got time for one more call, and it's our Saturday night. So those of you who have been calling, I want to welcome you. Thank you. We're going to take 256. You're our caller. How are you, 256?
I'm fine. I have never been on your show, Jethro.
Well, you are now.
Yeah, I am. This is Ellie Mae from Alabama.
Oh, this is beautiful. Ellie Mae and Jethro, we're rocking together. All right.
No, this is Jovi. I mean, Wanda. I'm with you. I'd like to know if you could see me getting a new job.
Wanda, you're so grounded for teasing me. Now I got to tease you. But yes, you... Okay, what I'm feeling with you is I do feel a new job. I also feel that you've got to be careful with what's happening. Your energy there is you've got to get a new job. There's no cloud of wanting a new job. You have to have a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. They said it's going to come through. The sad part is I don't see it coming through right away. We're in November here. I see this kind of being a little bit of a struggle. And it's not just the time of the year, but I see you trying to get out and get something different. I keep feeling like you're you've got some other responsibilities is what kept you in this job to begin with, and now it's gotten to the point where trying to get a job that's just open would get out of there. You'd take a cut in pay just to get away from these Lulus.
Oh, yeah, but the job I got now is just a temporary job anyways. It's not going to last forever. I was asked to go down to Miami, Florida to work, but it's in an area that's got a lot of high crime, and I won't go. And that's with this job, just for 2 weeks. Right now I'm not even working. I'm like going down with the company for, I don't know, for how long. Like temporary too as well.
It's a shame because it this career is temporary with it, but I do see something a little later going on, and this is what it's going through the cycle that I see right after the new year breaking, you getting into something a little better. You've got a lot of potential, and this is the thing we're seeing with a lot of people, Wanda. I'm going to put some prayers towards you too. You know, I do a lot of spiritual as a reverend, and I can see with you that's happening is this is happening in our economy a lot. Here she just said she's got a part-time job. We don't know what's happening. The country is doing this. What I'm really seeing for you, and I see the really good part, is I see your angels and guides there. And you know you need the stability, but the way everything's going, everything's, you know, mediocre, and that's what I know. I'm praying for these companies that we've got. We've got a lot of countries and companies that are doing that.
Mhm.
You know.
All right. And I mean, everybody goes, well, get a job that you like. The thing is, you got to also have a job that's got stability, health insurance. I mean, I don't have any of that.
That's what I see, and I do see later on in the year you're going to get this in 2013, a better things of it, and it seems like this is kind of playing itself out, and that this career and this job, like you said, they're heading you down there, and, you know, you've got my respect. I'm up in Tampa, and I've heard about Miami, and that's a very odd, scary solution especially a woman or someone going, here we are going down to a place with a scary economy, and here I am on a part-time job. Going to have to live in a situation that I'm going to have to be, you know, in an uncomfortable position, and safe. You know, the word safe.
Oh no,
there.
No! I turned that down. I'm in Alabama. They asked me to go to Miami to work for 2 weeks right now because I'm out of work, and I said no because I don't get paid but $10.50 an hour, and it's not worth going to Miami. And the area that they're wanting me to go into is a very high crime area. I said no. It's not worth that.
I'm glad you did. I'm proud of you because I also see you, you know, with the guys, they said that was, you know, it's just not good there. And that's I do see a little bit of going in. And I, Wanda, I'm going to keep the prayers out. I wish I had better news
okay.
for you. We're going to do that. And please get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com and I'll send you the abundance prayer. I do a lot of work with that. It does help with the jobs. It helps in the situation. We also are manifesting and doing a lot of work here. We're going to be adding a new person on our night, Glenn Cakley. And he does a lot of work with manifestating and areas like that, and we're looking at getting him to add into our group and looking to do that. And Wanda, I my blessings with you.
All right, blessings to you too, Jethro.
Thank you. We are here at Psychics Gone Wild. We're down to our last minute or two left of the show. We welcome everybody that's in. We are going to put a little white workout tonight, just as we've been hearing with the different ones calling in. You know, when you guys are feeling this and you're doing the energy, we were going through this before in a lot of our learning shows and our connections. I want you guys to remember to look to your east and do the angel work. Look there and feel the energy. When the beginning where the sun always comes up in the east, feel that energy. Know that the world and the energy is there. We always say it can change in a day, and I love that because we are in those times in the energy. Make sure you're doing that energy of the prayer. You're putting out the white energy. Make sure you're putting out your positive vibration. I have a blessing that I had from a friend that told me the very good thing that they did is they did do the work that I had got a few 90 seconds. They're going to cut me off here. Psyche's gone wild, but they were doing the work, did the energy, got the prayers done. And those of you who know, I do an angel work class, did a prayer letter, wrote out the work, did the work. And the phenomenal thing they've noticed is within 12 to 24 hours, we're in those times. Make sure we're doing that. I know all of us say, you know, I had someone ask me, are you praying right? Well, what really was the biggest thing, and we all know, is are we putting the energy out in light? When you're putting out energy and it's like, okay, I don't feel it's coming back, get a hold of one of us, do some manifesting work, because the universe and what we're saying and what we're doing is there. Nobody deserves or should be in hard times. We're all in hard times. So what we do is we work together. We put it together. We'll get it done. I thank all of you. I welcome all of you. We've had a lot of fun. Hang on till Fridays and Saturdays. We're going to be giving away those books and different items. We've got some healthy coffee, Organo Gold coffee that will be going out with Mary Goodman, you were the winner of the psychic's gifts last night, and you're the winner that still were given and announced. You have until Sunday night at 12 to put in, or we'll re-give that out. We don't want to be giving out one or two or three of these away. Make sure you get a hold of me and contact me at 928-284-0437. Know that next Friday night, there's gonna, we got a special guest. Janae Bowerman will be on with me Friday night with Amy Kavanaugh. So turn in. Good night. Blessings.